We are really horrified with this event. It's not the first kind of an attack in that area against a school, but it just showed that the parties of conflicts, especially a group like ADF, has no respect to international standards, that certain locations like schools, health facilities, places of worship should always be saved from violence.
I know this happened perhaps in a remote area. What does this say about school protection, protection of children in school? What is it like in Uganda?
As you know, we are not promoting to have, you know, like soldiers protecting schools or hospitals. The protection of these places should come from the shared, you know, conviction that communities and even at times of conflict, the parties to any conflict should respect the standard that such kind of places like schools should be protected from any violence. They shouldn't be targeted at all. We are not promoting the idea of having, you know, people with arms protecting and guarding schools.
What's the latest now from official investigation?
Actually, facts are becoming more and more, I would say, updated at the moment as the number of casualties is increasing. So far as of this morning, the reports indicate that 37 students were confirmed dead. 6 students were reported to have been missing and most probably abducted. And there are 3 community members also confirmed dead. 1 guard from the school also confirmed it. And there are a number of people who are seriously injured and are receiving medical care. And depending on the, you know, how some of them who are in critical situation at the moment, how things will develop. We hope that all of them will be saved. But depending on the criticality of some situations, we may see the number of casualties increasing.
Thank you so much. A pleasure to speak with you.
A pleasure to speak to you. Thank you. And again, you know, from UNICEF side, we, you know, share our condolences with all the grieved families, and we stand in sympathy and support with the affected community and with the people of Uganda, and specifically the Ministry of Education. I want to reassure them that UNICEF is on their side. Anything we can do at this critical moment, we are happy to deliver.